The Slide Fire, which broke out in May, burned more than 21,000 acres. It forced hundreds of people to evacuate. For more than a week, it even threatened Flagstaff, the most populous city in northern Arizona. Thousands of residents were put on pre-evacuation notice, just in case. And that made Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches wonder, what is Flagstaff's emergency plan, and how has it changed from its early pioneer days? So he went to find out.
I'm in the heart of downtown Flagstaff, surrounded by historic buildings, all made of stone or brick. The Weatherford, the old Bank Hotel. But in Flagstaff's early days, everything was made of wood, which was cheap, but also highly flammable. And fire after fire consumed large portions of the town. I stood here recently with Flagstaff historian John DeGraff, and he told me the cause of fires back then, and the community response, was pretty typical.
A lot of the fires downtown started in the middle of the night. Back then, there was no electricity for lights, so people used kerosene lanterns. A lot of times, they'd get knocked over by someone dancing in one of these saloons. If it got out of control, gunshots would be ringing out, a lot of door knocking, a lot of screaming, fire, fire.
Later, instead of using gunshots as the signal, the city of Flagstaff came up with a new warning system, which they installed atop City Hall. A large brass steam whistle, very much like the one used by the historic train between Williams and the Grand Canyon, only much louder. Flash forward to today, and this is what you might hear in the case of emergency. On your cell phone.
This is the Coconino County Department of Emergency Management with important information.
It's called Code Red, a web-based technology Coconino County just started using this year. It's the county's latest addition to its emergency response plan, and it can do a lot. Make automated phone calls, send emails, text messages, and social media alerts. But one drawback? Most residents have to sign up for the service. Code Red's parent company says that over the course of the Slide Fire, nearly 7,000 people signed on. One of them was Kachina Village resident Stephanie Birdwell.
Watch your step on these stairs.
Birdwell was a special education teacher in Flagstaff, and the Slide Fire, at its height, was only about 3 miles from her heavily wooded neighborhood outside the city.
And while I was walking my dogs, there was ash falling all around me. That night, I called the local fire department to see if there was an official update or any recommendations. At that point, they told me that I should be preparing for an evacuation, and so I started packing.
Birdwell voluntarily evacuated the next day, and although she adamantly says she signed up for Code Red, she didn't receive any notices.
Honestly, the worst feeling was the night that the fire had started and the uncertainty of not having information. I did not sleep well that night. I woke up every 45 minutes or so and checked the computer. I had dreams of somebody pounding on my front door, telling me that I needed to get out.
Code Red told KNAU it has no record of Birdwell in its database, but other residents of Kachina Village say they were contacted by Code Red, so it's hard to know exactly what happened there. Robert Rowley is Coconino County's emergency manager. He acknowledges that communicating with every single person during an emergency is a constant challenge.
Nothing that we do, whether we're going door to door or we're using Code Red or any of the other means that we have, if we hired a skywriter, there is no way that we can guarantee that we're going to hit 100% of the people in any neighborhood.
That's why Rowley says cities need to keep up with changing technology.
In the old days of the emergency broadcast system and the emergency alert system, it was radio and television. That's how we let people know. It's a different world we live in now with so many different ways that people choose to get their information.
And wildfire is unpredictable, so even assessing information isn't easy. And then, what happens in the event of possible evacuations? It's one thing to plan for a few small neighborhoods outside city limits, but what if the Slide Fire closed in on Flagstaff? Population, nearly 70,000.
Let me just tell you perspective of some of the people that have been working here for 20 years in our fire department. That's the fire they didn't ever want to hear about.
Mark Gaylord is Flagstaff's fire chief and emergency manager. He says FEMA mandates that all cities have an emergency plan, but the details are mostly left up to the locals. Gaylord says the moment the Slide Fire looked like it might affect Flagstaff, officials formed an emergency operations center, coordinating local agencies like the county sheriff, police, and the fire department.
I wish we could have a plan that says everybody goes this way, but you just can't do that.
That's Walt Miller, Flagstaff's deputy chief of police.
The fire could start on the east side, and winds change and swirl, and now it's blowing to the north.
The challenge is to figure out how to get people out of a threatened area and firefighting equipment in. Miller says he and his staff studied maps of the city and chose the best evacuation routes. He was confident of the plan, he says. But Miller's main concern is always resources, specifically personnel.
I need bodies. I need boots on the ground. For the last several years, when we were in this drought period between May and monsoon, we asked the command staff, please don't take any vacation.
And no one's resting anyway. Tensions are heightened now more than ever. Again, Fire Chief Mark Gaylord.
This county has a very real and tangible history of what happens in the aftermath of a wildland fire, and it's called flooding.
And with the arrival of monsoon season, officials are testing yet another emergency strategy in Oak Creek Canyon, the scene of the recent slide fire. They know they can't entirely rely on new technology like Code Red, especially since cell phone reception in the canyon is patchy. So, officials are making sure the canyon's siren system is fully functional. Because sometimes, the old ideas may turn out to be the best ideas. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.